You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Apologies, gentlemen. I'm still going to cover the paternity fraud article out of China. Yeah, female fuckery is worldwide. However, I want to give you guys a doubleheader that's a little closer to home. Now, what am I talking about? Yeah, gentlemen, society is on fire. However, those of us who took our daily red pills, we see this and we're preparing. Now, WHO 346 dropped a very interesting comment that I had to go and look up. And yeah, gentlemen, the first stages of the apocalypse are here. Now, let me scale back and say the first stages of the collapse are here. Now, the first article was published on the 2nd of June. Both of these articles are very, very lengthy, so I'm going to chop them down to size. In these locations, a gallon of gas costs more than the federal minimum wage. Oh, yeah. It's just that expensive. Motorists across the U.S. are grappling with gasoline prices that are reaching new records almost daily. Thanks, Joe Biden! But the pain isn't evenly distributed across the nation. Take the handful of locations where a gallon of regular fuel now costs more or as much as the federal minimum wage of $7.25. On average, California drivers are paying more for gas than drivers in any other state, an average of $6.21 a gallon as of June 2nd, compared with the national average of $4.71 a gallon, according to AAA. That is partly due to higher taxes in the state to pay for quote-unquote infrastructure and other costs. But there's also something that economist Severin Borenstein of the University of California, Berkeley, calls a quote-unquote mystery gasoline surcharge, a price gap that cannot entirely be explained by fees or other factors. And you also have what's called the mystery sunshine tax out here. Yeah, people love to say that California is 5 years ahead of the rest of the nation. Gentlemen, if this is what ahead of the rest of the nation looks like, yeah, people see that California is no longer the quote-unquote golden state. It is fool's gold. Period. Period. California is on fire. Sometimes, literally, with the amount of forest fires that go on out here. But let's get back to the main meat of this article. Here are the 7 service stations in California charging more than $7.25 a gallon as of June 2nd, according to Gas Buddy. Furnace Creek Fuel at CA 190 in Furnace Creek, $8.84 a gallon. Chevron at 901 North Alameda Street in Los Angeles, $8.05 a gallon. Fort Dick Market at 6670 Lake Earl Drive in Crescent City, $7.70 a gallon. Mobil at 8489 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, $7.49 a gallon. Shell at 453 Main Street in Bridgeport, $7.39 a gallon. Valero at 377 Main Street in Bridgeport, $7.35 a gallon. Mobil at 22 Vista Point Drive in Lee Vining, $7.29 a gallon. Boy, that right there. That right there literally is, I'm going to try to sell sex for gas prices. And as a matter of fact, I was given another comment that said Salty Cracker actually did a report on a woman who was actually trying to trade sex for gas. I'm waiting until that actual article comes out. I really want to cover that. Oh, I'm going to have fun if that article proves to be true. But here's the second article, which was published on the 10th of June. What inflation looks like in Southern California. Quote, unquote, it's a losing battle. As U.S. inflation hits a four-decade high, raising prices in Southern California, where costs of shelter and food are among the highest in the nation, are warping the fabric of daily life. Shoppers are cutting grocery budgets, businesses are scaling back operations, and low-wage workers are seeing their paychecks eaten away at the gas pump. Quote, unquote, it's kind of maddening, said Beverly Matsumoto, who has tried to save money by visiting more than one grocery store to take advantage of discounts and sales. Matsumoto started to visit budget markets such as Aldi and Grocery Outlet when she saw prices rising. But she said she still can't seem to avoid them. No shit, Sherlock. Quote, unquote, it's a losing battle, she said. The Labor Department's inflation figure for May, 8.6%, compared with the same month last year, came as a surprise to economists and investors who expected to see more moderation in prices after the rise in consumer prices index in April came in slightly below the previous 40-year high in March. Well, that's about all I'm going to read for both of these articles. Gentlemen, let me reiterate, this society is on fire, yet the sheeple still refuse to see it. However, some people are having their eyes forced open. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The people who want to sit back and say, this is fine, everything's okay. You even had President Houseplant say that this economy is the best it's ever been. What? Oh, no, 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 no. But as I previously stated, the sheeple are utterly and totally complacent. However, there are a lot of us, especially men, who said, you know what? We see what's coming. Guess what? Gentlemen, it's never too late to prepare. You may not be able to prepare as much as you want, excuse me, but a little bit of something is better than an entire nothing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what else I'm seeing as usual? Guess what? Luke 22:36 is in active play. Every time I've went to the gun store that I'm going to get my guns from, I see more and more people tooling up. Oh, yeah. Gentlemen, ask yourself this question. Why do you think gun control is being pushed so hard in the paint? Coincidence? I don't think so. The powers that be know what's coming down the pipe. And guess what? They want the general public disarmed as much as they can because, hey, an armed society can actually point their guns where they need to be pointed. Now, let's go off track a little bit. Joy Behar and what she had to say about if black people started getting guns, then gun control would be enacted. Well, let's go back in history, shall we? Gun control was actually formulated out of racism. Anyone who would doubt that statement can look up a certain documentary that's actually here on YouTube called No Guns for Negroes. Yeah. So, Joy Behar was, I would say she was half right. However, the context in which she delivered that statement was all wrong. That was not the proper argument for her to say that. So yes, Joy Behar, definitely on the bigoted side. However, gentlemen, however, even out here in California, more and more people are being forced to see what's happening. And a lot of people, guess what? They're starting to change their tune. I myself, hey, I'm tooling the hell up. I'm tooling up even if it's on a budget. I'm going to tool up. I've already got my sights set on the rifle, the 22. I've got a 9mm, and I've got my eyes on that Mossberg. So yeah, I'm going to be tooling up, even if it's on a budget. Like I said before, hey, even if it's a High Point C9, any pistol or lead thrower is better than a sharp stick. It is what it is. See, this is why the system is trying so hard to make sure that they can disarm as many people as they can, especially through emotional manipulation. Yeah, I Am Retired has done a great series of videos where he breaks it down. And yeah, the AR-15, we all know why they're trying so hard to demonize that platform. It's real simple because the AR-15, even though it's a civilian rifle, still puts the same amount of firepower in the hands of the average citizen. So, if and when Big Daddy government decides to turn against its citizens, we can have the equal firepower to fight back. That is all. That is it. That is it in a nutshell. Period. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read both articles. Let me know what you guys think. Are you prepping for what's coming down the pipe? Have you accepted the fact that society is actually burning around, even though the flames haven't reached you yet? Hey, let me know. And ladies, the power for a lot of you is really getting ready to go out. Feminism, of course, will be nowhere to be found when the lights go out and the shooting starts. However, a lot of you, you are uncovered. So therefore, you will be on your own. And with all of the damage that you've allowed to happen, especially to other men, guess what? A lot of us, guess what? We're going to turn our backs on you. And you deserve it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.